The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Tough Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Tough Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Beit Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Beit, a marvelous new beginning to a marvelous new Masechet. And before we begin, let us first take notice of some unusual facets of Pesachim. One of the important issues that appears nowhere else is this concept of lo yirah bal yirah el bal yimatzeh, lo yirah lachacham etzor yimatzeh lachasor. This idea is completely new. For the Torah to ask for something to be in one's possession or in one's home is, what does it mean, this law? Now this is coupled with a mitzvah taseh, which is tashbitu se'or mibatechem. Get rid of it. So that besides the isra of achila on chametz, there is, and this is very chomor, isra achila, because rarely do we find that there's a problem of a chiyuv karet on isra achila. Plus, another very important reason for us to be machmer on chametz is never do we find something that is always mutter and is just usher for a couple of days a year. It's a very strange situation. These are things that are most, most unusual. Because of these things, there's a lot of confusion as to what the chiyuv with which the Masechet opens, which is the mitzvah to be bedek to chametz, what is that mitzvah of bedika? Now, the Pashtut, one would say that the mitzvah of Bedika is to be mekayim the pasuk. So you're supposed to look all around and get rid of all of the chometz that's in your rishut. That would be the obvious reason. To make it even more chomer, if you are not bodek and you do not get rid of the chometz from your rishut, then you will be over on the lot. So certainly, that's even more chomer. Rashi indeed says that the reason that we're bodek chametz, he says right over here, shelo yavor la b'bal yira'eh u'b'bal yimatz, which would mean that this is a precautionary measure, which implies that it's not necessarily the way to be mekayim tashbitus or b'batechem, that you have to look for it in order to get rid of it. Plus, there's another very big problem, and that is that later on the Gemara says that if someone is mevatel chametz, which we do, in fact, Rav says, the one who is bodek tzarech yevatel, which we do. That's part of our ceremony. We do the bedika, and then we say, kol chamira v'chamiya, and so on. Now, the thing is, though, that later on it becomes clear that if someone was mevatel his chametz, he will not be over on b'yirah b'yimatzeh, because it's not his, so he can't be over on it. Not only that, but there are many Rishonim who learn that the mitzvah of tashbitu can be mekuyam in two different ways. Either by physically getting rid of the chametz, or by mentally getting rid of the chametz. That is to say, bitul. And that's the tashbitu. In which case, it's rather difficult to understand why Rashi would say that the only way to be not over on b'yimatzeh is by doing a bedika. And indeed, because this Tosfos argues and says that can't be the reason, because since you're going to be mevatel anyway, you'll never come to be over on bal yirah and bal yimatzeh. And therefore, what must be the reason? The reason for the bedika is entirely derabbanan, because since chametz is something that people are used to eating all the time, and all of a sudden it's become arbitrarily usher, it's difficult to remember. You see a piece of chametz and you pop it into your mouth. And therefore, even if you won't be over bal yirah bal yimatzeh, the Chachomim were choshed above and beyond any other Isuri Achila, where obviously they didn't say get it out of your house, because people know to avoid those things. But chometz, that's what you eat all year round. And therefore it's difficult for you to remember on the spot not to pop something into your mouth, to in order to avoid the Achila, they were goes to the Stakana to go ahead and to do the Bedika. Now there's something that's almost perversely wrong about that Tosfos. And that is that it takes no account of the fact that the Torah has said to get rid of the chametz from your house. It doesn't matter if you're not chayev to do that if you're a mevatel, but the bottom line is that obviously there's something unique here which goes beyond the isra of achila. I'm not saying bidorish time in a krah, but for God's sake, you should not simply ignore the fact that this isra achila is coupled with a whole new way of looking at things. Therefore, in his second Torah, Tosfos indeed says, thought, look, I mean, it could very well be that since the Torah was machmir to make sure that you get it out of your rishus by your rabbi, you might say, so therefore, even if you were mevatel it, the chachamim were machmir to physically get rid of it. Why be machmir to physically get rid of it if you're not going to be over a bike? Because maybe you'll eat it. So that takes into consideration, second, teretz takes both elements into consideration and puts them together. Now the truth is there are many, many other approaches. One approach is that actually there is no way to really be mekayim tashmitus army batachem, and on the other hand, to do what is necessary to avoid the ikar din of bayir abayim atzei, then the simple meaning, the Simaram Chalval says, the simple meaning of the words is get down there and do the dirty work and get it out of your house, or God's sake. And therefore the bedika would be essentially a diorita, except that if you do the bittul, it isn't your chametz. So if it isn't your chametz, I mean, if somebody puts chametz in your house, you don't have to get it out of your house. But that's not a kiyum of what the Torah wants you to do. That's an avoidance of what the Torah wants you to do. That would be like cutting the corners of your begadim not to put in tzitzit. You're not going to be able to cut in tzitzit, you're not going to be able to cut in tzitzit. Therefore, the mitzvah, of course, would be to actually do the bedika. That may be what Rashi means. Others learn that Rashi indeed would take Tashbito as meaning Bittul. Nonetheless, the Chiyav, to be Beidek Shalui Yavor B'Bayer Abayim Atzei, is because of the Chashash that Bittul, after all, needs to be serious. And if a person is not really clear about what that means and has the hopes in his heart to recapture that Chometz after Pesach, really doesn't look at it as Befotol and so on, so then he will be over on Bayer Abayim Atzei. And therefore, to make absolutely certain, the Chacham said, look, don't rely on Bittul. Go out and do it. And that's another pshat. And there are many, many other pshatim, ranging from the purely logistical, that is, the Chachamim were afraid that you forget to be mevatel, and therefore they made a big to-do to make a big fuss over it so that you'll remember to be mevatel, in which case the Bedikas Chometz turns out to be something that's really just there in order to make sure that you're mevatel, which is a real reversal of the situation. So ranging from the logistical on one extreme to the extremely pilpul on the other extreme, in which the question is whether there's a difference between Tashbisu Mibatechem versus the din of bayir abayim atzei, which would be in any place where you have something, not necessarily in your bayim. Questions as to whether the ikar chiyav of the Torah bayir abayim atzei is only in places that there's likely to be chametz, not in places where there might be chametz, and so on and so forth. We'll explore these options as we go through the Masechta, because there are many, many rayas here and there to one approach or the other, and all have to take them into consideration. But it's by no means a simple thing to take for granted this chiyav of the bedikas chametz at all. So let us begin with when it is that we do the bedikas chametz. Or l'arba asar bot kinar chametz aran er. Of course, the word or l'arba asar, we have come to know, means the evening of arba asar. Why we use the word or for evening is something that the Gemara is going to be discussing. So you do the bedikah of Or HaNer. We're going to see later on why it is specifically at that time. It's a time that people are found at home, and therefore they'll all do it together. We want to use the Or HaNer because an Or HaNer is yofel bedikah, because it shoots a small light, doesn't block out the crumbs and so on. You'll be able to spot it very clearly. And the rule is that kol makom she'ein machnisim bo chametz in sarit bedikah. If this is a place where there's no reason to believe that anybody ever walked in with chametz, which means that it's a house without kids, obviously, is not mechuyev in bedikah. But why then? Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah, which Lamaisa, some of the Achronim discuss. How in the world do you put these words in the Mishnah? Ubameh amru shtei shirot b'martev. So when then did the Chachomim discuss the din of shtei shirot b'martev? Huh? I don't know if you can tell, but I'm not going to ask that question because I never heard of it. And so, once again, there are different approaches to this. So the Reb Kiveger's approach is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was faced with the task of organizing Mishnayot that existed. But he didn't write the Mishnah, he organized them. He wrote a Sadr as a Mishnah. Because this Mishnah originally included Shtei Shirot B'Martev and the Machlokas B'Shamayim B'Tevel, which will be coming up, which Lamaisa we discuss in detail later on, In many of these Mishnayot, Rebbe, in order to avoid repetition and to keep things as clear and simple as possible, cut out the full reference and then would refer to them in such a way that you could reconstruct the reference without having to go through the schleppy discussion. In other words, okay, look, originally in this Mishnah there was a din, Shtei Shorot B'Martef. Okay, why would they have discussed Shtei Shorot B'Martef, which is a wine cellar? Who brings chametz into a wine cellar? So, okay, that's only Makom Shemachmisim B'Chametz. The point over there is that there may be a shamash who needs to bring up wine in the middle of a soda, is chomping on a sandwich, goes down to the wine cellar and takes it up, leaving some crumbs in the wine cellar, a piece of bread in the wine cellar. Okay, that's one approach. The other approach is that we have found in general that the Mishnayot are constructed in such a way that they always take into consideration a holistic approach. In other words, it's never organized in a logical fashion, in the sense of teaching you something. It's organized in a very misudder fashion in terms of the conceptualization, but not in terms of the way that you want to teach someone. So like we find, sometimes we find out that halacha that we're talking about all the way at the end of the Masechta, and yet we made reference to it from the beginning and took it for granted. In which case, we understand that the meaning is li'olam ligras yesh rather lizma. First, you're supposed to know all of the raw material without understanding it. Get it all first. Afterwards, you could put it together and make sense out of it. And therefore, Rebbe, in fact, was out of his way to talk in that fashion. So then, what about, I mean, I'm not going to find this out till much later, Shtei Shorot B'Martef. Okay, but what about that which you already learned when you were a kid? You know, you started with that. So let's discuss it now. And therefore, people learn to keep things in abeyance until they see the totality, which is the way the Mishnah is meant to work. So, that is only talking about where it's a place that's accessible in the middle of the meal, and therefore may indeed have been a place. Now, what do we mean by shtei shurot? The outside two layers is what shurot means, layers. No, that's not what it means. It means two rows. Now, whether that means two rows, one in two columns, or two rows in one column, we'll see in Machlokas and Gemara what exactly Beit Shammai meant, what exactly Beit Hillel meant, but we don't have to talk about it now.
Two rows in one column, that being one on top of the other?
Yes. Now, the first thing that strikes us about this Mishnah is the use of the word or for evening. That's certainly what it seems to be saying. The evening, the 14th, we know that that's the din. So undoubtedly, or certainly has to include that meaning at the very least, even if maybe there's a machloket about it. And you will recall, as we've already seen in the Chumash, that the nature of Yetzias Mitzrayim is defined by language, your ability to use language discerningly and properly, such that all of the mitzvahs of Pesach involve language. You need to learn how to do, first of all, your yotze mipi hachirot, the mouth of freedom, which means you got to learn how to talk before you can be free. It's therefore fitting in the extreme that Pesach begins with language, of course ends with language, and discussing the Haggadah and the Amarta and the Andita and so on and so forth, all of which are the real mitzvahs halayah. So we open up with language. My or. What do you mean with the word or? Ravuna Omar Nige. Ravuna said, well, or means morning. That's what Nige usually means. Noga. Noga is the way in which it gets light in the morning. And therefore they refer to morning as Nige. Rav Yehuda says, no, it means the nighttime. Now, the Gemara initially thought that they meant this literally. In other words, there's an actual machlokas over here as to when you're supposed to do the bedikas chametz. So the question is it yom or is it laila? So kasalka daita, man yom and nigi nigi mamish. We made the mistake of thinking that Rav Huna meant the morning of the 14th, not the night before, which is when we do it. And that's what we thought. And the other man yom who said laili, meant laili mamish, which of course he actually does. And therefore Rashi takes this out. There's what you thought. That is what he meant. But Tosfos says, well, no, I mean, this is an expression. We thought they both meant it seriously. You don't have to take out the gears then. Mit. And so, let us see whether this is true. It says, Haboker or ve'anashim shulchu. Here we are talking about the little story over there with the brothers of Yosef, and they were sent back, and Haboker or, which seems to be saying, the boker, that is, or, arrived and the anashim were sent out. Assuming that or is a noun, is what it sounds like, then it's obviously a synonym for boker. Haboker, or. Okay? In which case, or means boker. Amo or yamomo. Which means that or is daylight. on. Well, come on. If would have said ha'or boker, yes, but boker or is using or as a verb. Ha'boker or the boker or the boker lit up.
It's too bad Mendel's not.
Yes, indeed. So ha'boker or k'tiv. Kamadi Omar safra nah. That's what we say in Aramaic. The morning has broken. What is the meaning of a boker or? What does it teach you? It's teaching you that they didn't leave in the morning. They left when the morning had broken, meaning that it was bright daylight. The olami kanesadam b'chitov, always find your motel while it's light and go leave in the morning when it's light. Don't take chances in the semi-darkness. This is what it's good for teaching you, that brothers and Yosef didn't leave immediately. They waited until it was bright. Meitzah. Okay, what do you do with this part of the last words of David? That is, boker, the sun will shine. Alma or Yamama, once again, or seems to be a synonym for daytime. No, once again, I ask you, does it say or boker? It says a ki or boker. It's comparing something. What it's comparing is like this. In the same way that the light in the morning is b'olam hazeh, that period, which now in olam hazeh is very almost dark, there's just some first wisps of light in the sky, that will be the equivalent of today's zrichat hashemesh, where the sun is bright and shiny, ke'in zrichat shemesh l'tzadikim l'olam haba, so that even the first moments of dawn will be bright. And Tosfos doesn't like that job because it's very, very twisted. Seems to be saying just the opposite, that boker in this world is richa shemesh in the next world, which is the opposite of what it's trying to say. Therefore, Tosfos says, the or boker is until the afternoon. So it means in the brightest day of the sun, this we learn Afagav Shkita Satamim. So the brightest sun today that we call bright morning is the first breakings of dawn of Zrichat Shemesh for Tzadikim. So completely straight approach without getting into the contortions that Rashi has to get into in taking seriously our book as the first morning. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom. I think that does it. No, I mean, God called or daytime. How much better can you get than that? I mean, you want to argue with God. Alma or yamamo. No. It doesn't mean that. It means that God called the gathering light, the Meir Ubah. It's also a verb. He called that phenomena yom. Oh, yeah? So then when it says ulachoshech kora laila, it would have to mean the same thing. The phenomena of increasing darkness. There's only one little problem with that. Increasing darkness is not called laila. The laila doesn't begin until it's total darkness, which is, dafka, we learned that from the pasuk, remember. And they built the Beit HaMikdash. So are you going to say that L'makshich u'bakar alayla? For Carmel, do we not paskin that at Seta Kochavim is Yamama? So scratch that one. Okay.
Would be after Yisrael? Makshich in this case would be after any time afternoon?
No, it would mean Shia. Elohim, okay, it's another meaning. Vayikra Elohim la'or means God called or by, so to speak, crooking his finger. Come here, or. Yom, that's yours. Choshev, come here. Laila, that's for you. Had nothing to do with calling the day or the light day. That's not the point. So Kairach ben Lohura, he called this phenomena that he had created, and Rashi brings this directly back to the Bria, that Bria which is Meira from the Levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivayocho, which is the Medrash about spreading his Simla, to Or Kesam. So that Bria that was expressed from his Beged, he called it to be involved in the daytime. And it's called Chashucha Upake Mitzvah Delaila. Okay, Meitzah. What are you going to do with this person? Hallelujah, Kol Kokvei Or. Now, doesn't that mean all stars of the night? Stars don't shine in the day. Do you see from here that Or indeed is nighttime?
Stars don't shine during the day.
You don't see them.
No.
So there's no hallel.
Right.
So Alma or Urtahu. Hachikamah. No, it doesn't mean that. It means Hallelujah, kol kochavim ha-me'irim, means all stars of light. Be mahalal Hashem. Oh, some of it's black holes, don't have to be mahalal Hashem. Is that what you're saying? Elamiyata kochavim ha-me'irim, only stars that shine are the only ones that have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch. But black holes, they don't have to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch.
They don't have black holes.
I don't know. She'inan me'irim, but stars that don't shine are not mechuyev to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch. Doesn't it say Hallelujah, kol tzeva'av? Neutron stars, black holes, a whole works after Mahal HaKadosh Baruch. So why in the world would David HaMelech be memayet the mitzvah dafke to kochavim ha-me'irim? So it can't mean that. No, you don't understand. Kochavim mean the things that you call stars because they're shining. Black holes are not called stars. They're called zvah. Fine. Stars always shine. That's what we call stars. So why mention kochavim? To teach me that kochavim indeed have technical or. And that or kochavim is considered to be or. L'may nafkamina, to someone who is noder mina or. So somebody is noder mina or, without defining what he means. Does that include starlight? He's not allowed to walk out at night when there's no moon? Or is he allowed to walk out? Is he allowed to look at the stars? That is the question. Titania noder mina or is indeed osir barancho kochavim. Meitvin. Okay, how about this one? L'or yakum rotzeya iktar ani vevion. That's pretty clear. In the day, the murderer stands waiting to kill the poor and the hopeless, steal whatever they've got. And Belilah, when there's no traffic, he makes like a burglar. But that clearly is contrasting, or as Yom, to Lila. There you go. So I'm going to call him Belilah, Yikiganav, Alma, or Yomamo. No, no, you missed all the point. Hatam Afikana. Basically, what this is a reference to is the din of Ababa Machtara. So therefore, what it's saying is, or if it's clear to you that this guy is a Rotzeach, then he's going to be killing the Ani Ve'Avyon, you shoot him first. But Belilah, if it's not clear to you, so then what if it's your father? The guy's father. Can you shoot him? No, because at that point, it's actually clear that he's not going to be coming to kill his son. He just wants a little bit of his money. So, Balayla yika ganavi should have a din only of a burglar that is not to be killed. That's how Rashi learns. Now, the Ri and the Rashi and the Riva point out that it's exactly the opposite. That the ipshita l'chadana fashotkoi is dafka referring to a father. If you know for a fact that a father is coming in a fashot, in other words, you know that the relationship with them, between them is strained to the point of murder, then and only then can you kill a father. Not let us take for granted that he's not coming on a fashot. So, or let us take for granted that anybody but a father is pritil chan on a fashot koi, which is the way Rashi is learning. And vice versa. If it would be a son coming to the father, you'd have to know 100% that it's not on the Fashot Koi. It is the same sense of Chazak. Okay? In any event, that's what it means. It has nothing to do with day and night. It has to do with clarity. So if it's Kalilia, it's Besapka L'chamilta Kalilia, you're not sure, Yebenecha Kiganav, if it's a father, as the reader regards to it, or as a given, Rolonitam Atzilo Benafsho, made him. Yachshechu, here we seem to be saying, and Yov is talking about his life, Yachshechu Kochvei Nishpo, Yikav Lo'or V'ayin, V'al Yereba, V'afei Shachar. So here, we're talking about the nighttime, Neshe. So, the stars of the night, meaning of this himself, as we'll see, hope for the morning, and it's not there. And may he never see in the glimmerings of dawn. Now, I mean, if it says over here, Yikav Lo'or V'ayin, it says he hopes for the morning, and it doesn't come. I mean, it's an Alma or a Yamamo, right? I mean, that's what it says. Let him not see in the dawn. So he's hoping for daylight.
Isn't that in contrast to Shachar?
No, the Shachar is the dawn. He's hoping for the day, but may he never see the dawn. So apparently, or is Yamama. No, you don't understand. That's not the meaning of the pasuk. Eov here is cursing his life. So Mila Tidikolayat Le Eov Lamazle. And he says, you know, it's talking about is light. He's not talking about the morning. What he's saying is that this individual, referring to himself, his mazel, will hope forever for getting a break. He'll never get a break. Mitzvah. It's a year, my mazel that brought forth this, you should just drop it. Mitzvah. But Umar, here David HaMelech is saying, Ach choshech yishufeni, v'layla or ba'adeni. So we assume that this meant that I thought that when I was in the position which everybody was chasing me and trying to kill me, that this would be the end. And actually what happened is that the nighttime turned into daylight. V'layla or ba'adeni. So the nighttime turned into daylight. So apparently, Alma or Yomamu, or here is used as the opposite of night. No, again, you missed the point. Hatam Afikam David. David was not referring to the years of his redifa in Olam Hazeh. He was referring to the fact that he had been chayte by Olam Hazeh. And what he said was that he thought, Ani Amarti, Ach Choshech Yishufeni, that the darkness that I'm currently experiencing is going to be with me l'olam haba, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't forgive me for the chayte of Bat Sheva. And now, Olam Hazeh, which was day melalayla, is light for me. But it's not the contrast of day and night. Maybe. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, look, later on the Mishnah is going to talk about when we do the Bedikah. And there, Rabbi Yehuda, not to be confused here with Rabbi Yehuda arguing on Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Bodkin or Arba Asar, Uba Arba Asar Shacharit, Uba Sha'at Abiyur. Now look, I mean, if he mentions separately a Bedikah in the daylight, in the morning, after the Bedikah in the evening, so then obviously Or meant the evening, okay? So Minagomar of Yehuda Bodkin or Arba Asar, Uba Arba Asar Shacharit, they can't both mean daytime. So Alma or Urdu, there you have it. Shema Minan, now that's absolute proof. Or in the Mishnah, Imsachim is referring to the night. There's nothing further to discuss. And there's lots of reasons to say this. It's not the only proof. At what point do we aser doing melacha? Now, what does this exactly mean? There's an isra of doing melacha. Is there indeed such a thing? So Rashi says that this is a reference to the minhag, Mokam Shenagu, that we're going to see later on, a place where there's a minhag not to do melacha on Arba Asar. Problem is, as Tosfos points out, first of all, so then whatever the minhag is, what do you mean, Me'ematai? Whatever the minhag is when it is. There's no standard. Furthermore, the discussion over here is clearly about Isser, because we keep talking about the Rabbanan who answered something. So how could it mean that? Therefore, Hitan is that we're talking about over here, and we'll see later on in the Galil, that it was an Isser to do Malacha. Machlok is Bajamai Betel, to be discussed later on. It's not referring to a Minhag, but in any event, when did they have the Isser of Asiyat Malacha? Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov and Rabbi Sha'ata Or, and Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Sha'ata Neitzach Hamah, which certainly sounds like another clear reason to say that Or is Lila. In other words, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying Mishata Neitzach Hamah, then obviously Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is talking about the evening before. Omar le Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov le Rabbi Yehuda. That's crazy. Give me an example of a day that the daytime is Osir. That's what it seems to be saying. The nighttime is Mutter, and the daytime is Osir. That's what you're saying. Omar le, what kind of question is that? This day is a crazy day anyway. Half of it is Osir b'achilat chametz. You're not supposed to eat chametz b'shei shaot v'lamala. And half of it is mutter b'achilat chametz. Okay, this makes sense to you. So anyway, it's a split day. So what's wrong with splitting it in terms of melacha? That's the discussion between them. Now, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda says b'shata neitzach hamah, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says b'shata or, it's pretty clear that b'shata or to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is a reference to the nighttime. No, not true. Neitzach hamah has an earlier time that is still day, and that is dawn. So maybe he's referring to or in the sense of amud hashachar. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, only from neitzach hamah. What? But if that's what it meant, how could he have said, and whoever heard of a day which is half mutter b'asiyat melacha and half osir b'asiyat melacha, he could say that to himself. He himself was saying it's only osir b'asiyat melacha, according to this approach, from dawn. What about the night? So Neima Yulan Afshe, he should say to himself, and what about the night? Ha'ika Laila de Kashari. Well, no. It still makes sense, I'll tell you. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov might be saying like this. Look. I'm saying that it has to do with the technical definition of Yom, which is from dawn. So that makes sense because Ashkechanat the Kapalgi Rabbanan Ben Yimam Alalalia. We do find that there are dinim where the Rabbanan distinguish between nighttime and daytime. For instance, a Tanit, so a Tanit Sibur can start at dawn. I mean, it says, the Tanya, Kapitani Tzibur ad Matayo Chavashote, Achia le Amud HaShachar, Divri Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon Amirat Krota Gover, Gagever, fine. But Ledida, according to you, where does Netzach HaMa all of a sudden define a new Yisr that didn't begin at the beginning of the day? It's ridiculous to make up a new thing here that doesn't occur anywhere else. Eicha Shechani Yimama de Gufe, de Palgebe Rabbanan, where do we find the daytime itself? Should be mechulak. Nobody holds that Netzach HaMa is the beginning of the day. So
the chiluk is in that.
Yeah, exactly. Fine, but whatever it is, you're saying a shir that doesn't appear anywhere. Omar Lay, and to that, Rabbi Yehuda responded, "What do you mean? It's a crazy day anyway. Who atzmo yochiach miktzato mutar b'achilat chametz u'miktzato asur b'achilat chametz." Hey, by the way, that's a pretty good point, isn't it? I mean, Shabbat Kamel Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliezer, it is a crazy day. No, Rabbi Eliezer will say back to him, what's wrong with you? Ana amina lecha melocha. I spoke to you melocha, which is a din of a derabbana. Certainly not mashman min hagma, like Rashi said. And you respond with chometz, which is deoraita. We're used to the fact that the Torah doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense. It's chok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from this point it's X, before that point it's Y. We'll go argue about it. That's the way it is. So if you're talking about an Isidir Adocha, it's Rachman, Adocha, Shara Rachman. There's no questions as to why that doesn't strike me as necessarily being meaningful or not. Who cares? But when you're talking about a Gezerah Derabbanan, I mean, the Rabbanan don't have these arbitrary determinants. So it's got to make some sense. Where did they ever use this? Therefore, I don't accept it. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, wait a minute. The Yisra Achila is not only the Raita. The Rabbanan expanded on the Yisra Achila to be from 4 hours and up, not only from 6 hours and up. And you yourself have to admit that that is somewhat arbitrary. It's the middle of the day, 4 hours. So Netzach HaMa is the middle of the day, fine, half an hour. Shout the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yisra says, Shout are not the Rabbanan in the sense of creating a new Yisra Achila. They're extensions of the Teres Yisra Achila. So the Tichur Rabbanan were concerned that maybe people would get confused with the times and it's a cloudy day or whatever. So they said, look, you know what? You better start a little bit before. That has nothing to do with making a new din at an arbitrary time. It's a harchaka from the Diorita, which was arbitrary. So it's a non-arbitrary harchaka of something which was arbitrary. So harchaka would have a Rabbanan the Diorita. Okay, so we don't have a raya from here. Let's have more rayas. Meitve, ein masin masuot el al chodesh nira bizmano lekacho. When do you light those fires up on the mountaintops that go from mountain to mountain to let people know at great distances that it was Rosh Chodesh? You only light it for a chodesh that was not meubar. In other words, where on the day of the 30th day, it indeed became the first of the next month. And when? And when do you light these fires? Ve'ematay masi'in misu'ot le'or iburo. The nighttime following the day of the Ibur. The day of the Ibur is called the 30th day, where the month would have gotten pregnant had it been impregnated, but it isn't pregnant. But anyway, we still call that the Yom Iburo. So the 30th day, which became now the first day of the next month, that post that day is when you light the fire. But anyway, or clearly means here the evening and not the morning. I mean, you certainly don't light those fires in the daylight. Shma mina, that or is indeed nighttime. More proof. Meitve, hayom et kol alaylo makriv ala mizbeach. Kohen is there, it's makriv ala mizbeach. In the morning, la ora, ton kiddushadai ran laim. Divrei Rebbe. So ora obviously means in the morning. That's ora, that's different. Aura is not or. So aura shining. Can't bring the rye from here. All right, so far we have a few absolute proofs that or here is definitely the nighttime. And therefore we have problems with Rav Huna since he's saying it's nigei to be continued at some length tomorrow. Or the arba sabot kineta chametz liyaner komo kom shein makrisim bol chametz in sarir bedika alu bameh omru shtei shirot b'martef daf komo kom shein makrisim bol chametz Beit Shammai omrim shtei shirot apre kol martef Beit Hillel omrim shtei shirot achitzanot shehen ha'elyonot. What do you mean by or? Rav Huna Amar Nige, Rav Yehuda Amar Laili. Now, we thought that that was literal. The Mandi Amar Nige means literally in the day. Mandi Amar Laili means literally in the night. Haboker or ve'anashim shochu. So or definitely means the daytime. No, b'ktiv ha'or boker. Haboker or k'tiv. Kamandi Amar Tzafra Nahar. Look, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. What's the reason the Torah tells us? The Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo olam yikanes adam b'chitov, b'yitzei b'chitov. So there should be a lot of light. When you turn in for the night, you could still find a motel that's got place. It doesn't say or boker. It says ki or boker. So what it's saying is uche or boker, the phenomena of the morning lighting up. Like Elohim lo or yom, am or yomamo, ach kara. Lemeiru ba kara yom. Oh yeah. So meyata lachoshech kara laila means lemachshichu ba kara laila. But kaim la dat zeta kochavim yomamo. Ela hachikama. Kari rachmana lenuhura upakte mitzvata di yomama. The kari rachmana lachashucha. Hey, come here, boy. Upakte am mitzvata di laila. Mitve. Halalu kochoch fei or means to the kochavim at night. No. Alma or Urto. Now, Achikamar. Halu kol hakochavim hameirim. So, what's that supposed to mean? Only kochavim hameirim are required to be halalu, the bo shakruche. But if they have no light, lo bo shakruche. Vokhtiv halalu kol tzva'ab. Yala hakamashro on the or kochavim nami oru. L'mayna afkemina, l'nodir min or, the tanya, anodir min or, asuba rancha kochavim meitim. Lo'or yakum rotzeach yutal ani ve'yon u'balayla yichri ganav amirgoma u'balayla yichri ganav amor yamomo. No, there it's metaphorical. If it's clear as the light ipshita l'chamilta k'nehura da'anefashot koi, then he's a rotzeach, and then you apply the din of bomim achteret, minitana tzilo benafsho, even if it's a father, says Tosfos. Or, by definition, if it isn't a father, says Rashi. V'imishapcha l'chamilta k'alaylia, ye'eber yechaki ganav, lo nitana tzilo benafsho, meitve. Yechshechu kochavei nishpo, yekav lo'or v'ayin, all I needed is to have this kind of luck. The luck should have dropped dead. Obviously, if he starts off at night, Amor Yamamo. No. Atamaki Kamadam. Ani Amati, the current Choshech will continue and will surround me even in Olam Abba, which is Dom El Yom. Now Olam Azeh, which is Dom El Laila, is full of light for me. Meitvei Rabbi Yehoimer, Bodkin Or, Ba'asar, Ba'arvasar Shachrit, Ubishata, Biur, Nalok, Mirakam, Rabbi Yehoimer, Bodkin Or, Arvasar, Ubarvasar Shacharit, Alma Or, Urtu. Absolutely, Shmamina. See if we can bring more proofs. Meitvei. Meimatai Arvasar, Surbisiat Melacha, Rabbi Yehoimer, Ben Yaakov, and Mishata Or. Come on, then you to come alay. Hey, come on, Zino Yamshi Mixato Mutarbas Yat Mulacha, Mixato Surbas Yat Mulacha. You could say that to himself. Name Yil and Avshika Laila, the Kashari. No, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, come on, look. Bishlama Ladidi, Ashkechana, the Kapagir, Abonim, Baby Mama, Lalilia, that's pretty common. The Tanya Gabitani Tzibur, Ad Matayo Chavashota, Achiala Munashacha, Deber Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shabrat Rata Gever. But Ladida, Ashkechana Yuma Gufe, the Pagir Abonim. Omalei, in the Mishnah, that's where you're here. Mikzato mutar bachalat chametz, mutzato aso bachalat chametz. Hey, Isn't that a good point? Shabbat Lerabbi Eliezer. No, not a good point at all. Welcome to Lerabbi Eliezer. Aminu Chana Malach Adrabana. Vat Am Rabbi Chometz Diaraita. The Adach Otsrachmana Vadach Sharachmana. Veidach Shaot Rabbanan. Veidach. That's based on our Chaka. The Rabbanan Diaraita. Another absolute raya, Shmamina, accepted. Okay. That's ora. That's not or. So welcome to our first day of the Sefer Pesachim. Basically, it's a brief introduction to the local in Yanim. First, let's take a look at the name of the Sefer. It's called Pesachim, which is a little bit strange. Pesach. And many learned that that's because originally we find that the Sefer was split into two parts. One was called Pesach Hashon, one was called Pesach Sheni. When they put them together, it's called a Pesachim. The reason that it was put into the part is because it has two totally different elements in it. One of them is the element of the din of the Chag and Achilas Chametz. And the other is something that is fundamentally a Kochin Sugya, which is the din of the Hakrova of the Pesach with all of the associated halakhos that got in Korban Tumim and so on and so forth. And so, to some extent, that stands as a separate entity. The two are integrated. Am I starting at the wrong time? Is that start again? The two are integrated in the closing section, which is the last perek. Here is the last perek, and that's the perek that discusses the Seder Shel Pesach. Obviously, the Seder surrounds the Achilas HaKorban. It's mostly the Din Pesach, but meanwhile, it touches upon many, many issues of Pesach as a whole. Now, the first part, which is almost entirely dinim of Chometz, revolves around really the various Isurim, which in Chometz are unique because it includes something called Bal Yerael Bal Yimatzeh. So there's besides an Isra Hira of Chometz and an Isur of Hana'ah and Chometz, which we'll find in the Gemara what the Mokar is. There's also a new Isur that is called, there's a Lav and an Aseh. The Isur is called Lo Yera'eh, Lo Yimatzeh, so it's Lo Yera'eh Chametz. You know, your entire Gvul, whatever that means, Lo Yimatzeh, could be it's the same thing. We'll have to see in the Gemara whether there are any type of subtle differences between the Yera'eh and Yimatzeh, but we'll see. Obviously, even on the surface, we see that they have different implications. There's also a mitzvah of Yom Rishon, Tashbitu Se'or Mibatechem. It's not clear what that means. We do know that B'yom Rishon, and we'll discuss this in the Gemara, that B'yom Rishon means the day of the Hakrabat HaKorban and not the first day of the Chag itself. So there's a din of Tashbitu. What this Tashbitu is involves major machlokas, whether it refers to Sreifas Chametz. Tashbitu means to get rid of. But Tashbitu could mean, because it's not called Biur Chametz, it's called Tashbitu Chametz, Tashbisu could mean the concept that we call bitul. In other words, to make it irrelevant is Tashbis. And to make it something that is meaningless to you. And therefore, we have this concept, which we do, as everybody knows, we talk about connecting ka'afa de'ara. Meaningless to me. Useless to me. That's all a function of Tashbis. We'll see that it's a machloket, whether the full key and look, is there an actual key to go out and to really get rid of it, and so on. We'll have to talk about it. If there is, what would that chiyuv be? Does it involve specifically sreifa? Would it include any type of getting rid of a chometz? Also, we'll see. Machlokas. Now, the question is the interrelationship between the Bayer El Bayer Matzei and the Tashbitu. Because by Bayer El Bayer Matzei, we find it stresses a lecha. That means it has to belong to you. Which gives us another option, which is to be mafkirit. We're mafkirit that if we don't own it, we're not fine. So then the Tashbitu, perhaps you could be Makayim by simply seeing that it's not in your Rishos. Not necessarily by having to turn it into something meaningless. These things take on importance when it comes to the mitzvah that our Pesachos begins with, which is the Chiyuv Derabbanan, to go around and to find the Chametz before Pesach. Why we do this is not at all clear. Because, I mean, Rashi says to make sure that you're not over on Bal Yerael Bal Yimatzeh. So in other words, he sees it as
a hachona to avoid an iser. Shtosh says that doesn't make any sense, because even part of the takona, as we know of bedikat chametz, is when you finish the bedika, is to do a bittel. If you're going to do a bittel, then wouldn't you anyway not come to be over on the iser by your matzeis? So it doesn't make sense to say you have to go around with a candle when it's part of that same din. You also have to be mevatel. If the reason is by your rabbi matzeis, all the chachomim have to say is make sure that everybody gets together and says that they're being mevatel chametz. Therefore, says Tosfos, there's another issue over here, which is that Chazal were afraid that if we don't actually physically get rid of the chametz, then because we're normally not all that sensitive to what chametz is, we're used to eating it, so therefore we might come to eat it on Pesach. Even though we're not normally makbid on Isurim, like having lard in your house, we don't ask for having lard in your house, because maybe you'll come to eat it. That's because you're used to distinguishing between kosher things and non-kosher things, but your immediate reaction to seeing a nice cookie is to put it in your mouth. So since you're not bodo mine kol hashana, you're not going to keep yourself away from chametz, when it comes to Pesach, you wouldn't think of it first thing. That's a possibility. Another possibility is that indeed we are concerned that you'll eat it, but not because eino bodo mine, but because we see it, since we see that the Torah is so makbid to create a new iser that doesn't appear anywhere else, the Chachamim felt it appropriate to follow the lead, so to speak. And even though technically you can get out of Bayer Matzei by being Mashbit, nonetheless, we want to do it the way the Torah said. Let's actually see to it that it's not there. So it's an extension, another possibility that Tosis raises. There's another possibility, which neither Rashi or Tosis discussed here, but some of the others showed you, which is that if we rely on Lahashbit, not in terms of a Hefker, that it shouldn't be yours, but literally Lahashbit, which is this new concept to turn it into something meaningless, which is Ka'afa Biara, that would be a state that is dependent on your consciousness. Because you can't say that it's a given that something that is usually a usable entity should be Ka'afa Dara. I need to assert that it's Ka'afa Dara. So suppose I would actually find a cookie on Pesach, and for an instant I would think, hey, that looks good. Then at that moment, it's no longer Mushbat, because I'm a Vato the Shvitah. And therefore, I would be over and Bayer Abayim Matzeh, not because of the Israelite, but because I need to maintain the state of Lahashbi. It's a whole different way of looking at it. Okay, so we have many, many fascinating issues which are dependent on subtle analyses of issues in the Gemara. I'm just opening up the sugya at the beginning. The first daf or two are very fascinatingly involved in semantics. And the reason that they're involved in semantics is not semantic. They're involved in semantics because you might have noticed that that's what Pesach is all about. It's all about semantics. It's the Sfat Lo Yadati Yeshma, Asirot Tibishev HaShikvot, the whole Hagodah Shal Pesach, with the Rav Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Anita V'Amarta. Clarity of speech is part of the nature of freedom. The people who can't speak clearly are not free, because they can't make choices, because they don't understand things. But if the clearer that existence takes on differentiation, the more clear is the differences between them, and choice is a function of differences. If you don't have differences, you have nothing to choose between. So that means that we introduce really the issue of Pesach much as the Torah introduces it, pi hachirot, a mouthful of freedom, and therefore our Mesecha begins with issues that are not on the surface relevant to Pesach, but actually are extremely relevant.
I'm doing the erste mission in the Heilige Mesechta.
Or the Arba'a Sar Botkina da Chametz or Haner. Whatever this or means, it's obviously going to be the source of our semantic. So or, which we, of course we know from the actual context, I mean, in the end it turns out to mean the beginning of the night of the 14th. We do a Bedika of Chametz, and we do this li or Haner. Again, we'll see why, but the Gemara ends up saying that Or Haner is Yafel of Bedika. See, we always use an Or Haner, whether we're doing the Bedika the day or the night, as we'll see. So there's two separate issues. There's the time here, and there's the Kli. Koma kom she'en machlisin bo chametz, ein tzarech bedika. Place where you normally wouldn't be found, wouldn't be putting chametz into, does not require a bedika. In which case, you would ask yourself, why then did they say that you're mechuyev to check the outer two rows, or columns, we'll see, it's machlokas, of a wine cellar? Certainly a wine cellar is not a place where you would normally store chametz. Ah, that's not talking about a wine cellar for long-term storage. Thanks. It's talking about makom shemachlisim bo chametz. In which case, we now understand from the Mishnah, Makom Shemakasim Bo Chametz doesn't mean it's a place in which you would store Chametz. It's a place in which you may accidentally go with Chametz. As the Gemara explains, you have a waiter who runs out of wine, he'll go to the pantry, maybe holding a sandwich, set it down for a minute to pick up a barrel of wine, and then forget he had a sandwich there. Or not forget it, in case they didn't, go take another sandwich.
As you see, you're really bored, you come to the dining area, you're way down to the market.
It's a place in Vane, it's an improvement. So, but of course, there are long-term wine cellars where people don't go in the middle of the meal. We're talking something more of a pantry in which you would have wine. And that's what it's referring to, which now clarifies the idea of Mokum Shemachlis and Bochomets. When we say, Shtei Shirot B'Martev, what do we mean? Well, Bechame Omrim Shtei Shirot Al Pnei Kol HaMartev, we mean two rows across the entire wine cellar. Now, that's not clear, because he could mean two rows in the sense of all of the columns and rows facing you, and then the one behind that one, so that the entire front of the Martev, plus one row and all of its columns behind you, that's a possibility. He may mean a stack of all of the rows and columns on top, and then, of course, we're dealing with cubes, so we can't just use rows and columns, but the entire top and the entire facing. That's a machlokus in the Gemara. So, too, what exactly Beit Hillel means. Beit Hillel means shtei shirot hachitzonot, shehein ha'elyonot, the two outermost and uppermost. Now, that could mean, because, again, we're talking about three dimensions, the two outermost and uppermost could mean the two rows facing you, just the top and the one directly beneath it, or it could mean in depth, because the two are on top, and then the most chitzonot. Because we're going to have to compromise on the meaning of elyonot, or on the element of chitzonot. In other words, if it's the two elyonot, when the one beneath it isn't elyon, it's two chitzonot, the one that's right behind isn't the elyon, the chitzonot. So, okay. The question of the Gemara, too, and what Beit Hillel means, we'll get to. My or asks the Gemara, what is the meaning of the use of the word or at the beginning of the Mishnah? Ravuna Amar Nige, Rav Yehuda Amar Lele. Now, the Gemara assumes at this point that Maman Gasalka Daitach, where he thought initially that they're actually giving the translation of the word or. In other words, that Man Di Amar Lele, Rav Yehuda, who said, Ravuna, who said that it means the morning, meant Nige Mamish. He meant literally. In other words, you do the Bedikat Chametz in the daytime. That's what we thought he meant. Man Yomer Leili meant Leili Mamish. And that it's coming to identify the time, and that Or actually means Laila. Meitle. From which case, we asked, based on that assumption, from various Mikorot that indicate one way or the other. Now we'll go through a long daf proving whether Bedikat Chametz would be in the night or Bedikat Chametz would be in the morning, either based on actual sources of Bedikat Chametz, or based on the use of the word or. So Meitfet. Haboker or v'ha'anashim shulchu hema v'chamorehem. So here we're talking about the case of the Ahei Yosef, who were sent home when the boker, which is apparently or, haboker or, the boker, or time, and the men went home. Alma or Yamamo, which means that we're making a synonym between boker and or. And therefore, how could you possibly assert that or means Lila? No. It doesn't say haor boker. If it had said haor, meaning boker, then it would be a synonym. But since the word or can also be a verb, so it would be haboker or, the boker lit up, command the omar, safra nahar, it's the way we talk about nowadays. The morning is bright, or the morning is broken. And that means that we're talking about the coming of light rather than the meaning of a synonym for boker. Boker or that's not what it means. What is the point of mentioning a boker or if that's the case? That's going to be an amarav. Yomer of Yonam Rav, Leolam, this is true according to either shot. Leolam yikanes adam b'chitov, yetzei b'chitov, after all, God saw et ha'or kitov. And therefore, the Ahei Yosef certainly would have loved to get home as quickly as possible and get out of there as fast as they possibly could. They waited until the morning was already bright. Why did they do that? Because, as Rav Yehuda says, it's a good practice not to start looking for a motel after sunset, as those who have suffered the bitter disappointments know. And it's a good idea not to check out before they make you. Because basically, if you're out on the road when it's dark, you're only asking for trouble. May say, how about this case? Uchaor boker yizrach shemesh. Now here we have David HaMelech's song before his death, which he talks about, and as the boker, again, it seems to be saying uka'or boker, and as the morning comes, Yizrach Shemesh, the sun, and the morning here is called boker and or, Yizrach Shemesh, the sun will shine, and then boker lo avot, a morning without clouds, minoga mimatar, for the shine and from the rain, deshemiar, it's out, pops the grass from the ground. This really sounds like morning is broken. But you have the boker and or once again, apparently as synonyms. Here you can't say ha boker or, it says kor boker. So kor boker is Yizrach Shemesh. Alma or Yamamahu. And you're certainly not going to say as the lightning of the day, because then what's the Yizrach Shemesh? Yizrach Shemesh is the breaking forth of the sun. So now what is this all about? No, again, if it had said or boker, you'd be right. Then we would have a synonym, or, which is boker, but that's not what it says, does it? It says ki or boker, which means that we're using or here as a comparison of boker. In other words, okay, karma, what David HaMelech was saying is, uche or boker, bo'olam hazeh, ke'in zrichat shemesh letzadikim, lo'olam haba. The time that we call the first light of the morning is going to be, in the time of Olam Abba, the equivalent light at that time will be the way we view the outbreak of the full sun now, Olam Hazeh. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, I mean, the Tosfos doesn't quite learn it like that. He learns Ka'ar Boker doesn't mean the earliest light, but rather Ka'ar Boker means the bright light of the sun, meaning even the midday. That midday, Olam Hazeh, would be the very first breakings of light, Zrichat HaShemesh, meaning the first time that you see the sun, but the opposite. But again, he's making a comparison. He's not attempting to create a synonym between the word or and the word boker. So therefore, he means, what David HaMelech was saying is, or boker, bolam hazeh, ke'in zrichat shemesh letzadikim, lolam haba. All right, well, how about the most primal use of or of all in his relationship to boker? Goes back to the creation story, in which God decides what the word or means. It says, Vayikra Elohim la'or yom. I mean, that's a good source for definition. This is God called or yom. So then, if our Mishnah says or, I mean, we're certainly not going to give a better definition than God. So or apparently means yom. So what the, I mean, it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda, who says Lila, is arguing with God. Alma or yomamu. Okay, come on. No. God doesn't mean that. It means, Vayikra Elohim la'or, meaning, Lemeir uba, the time which is beginning to get lighter, again, or in the sense of the verb, the movement of light. So the time that was getting lighter, so from its beginning, he called that time day. Oh, no. That doesn't work. Because then by the same token, you'll have to say, V'lachoshech kora lailam, you're certainly not going to make the verse have two sections that are not parallel. So then when it says V'lachoshech kora laila, you would have to say means the same thing. L'machshich uba kora laila. That as the process of darkening begins, then that becomes the time of laila. But that's not true. Because according to that, we would say that from after midday, what we call the Bein Ha'arbayim period, would already have a din of laila. V'kaimel anda atzeta kochavim yamamahu. Whereas we know from other sources that actually until the outbreak of stars in the night, it's considered to be daytime. So you can't make the verse parallel to be lightening and darkening and still be consistent halakhically. Therefore, that also cannot be the meaning of the verse. And therefore, we have to say that it means something entirely different. Halachikama. Karye rachmana lenuhura upakte amitzvata diyamama vekarye rachmana lachashucha upakte amitzvata delayla. The point over here is not God called a phenomena, a name, but rather God called to and appointed. So what happens here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to light, which he had created, and said, okay, light, you are now in charge of what I call day, which means that we have come to associate light with day, but that in essence, day has something to do with the definition of day, over which light has now been mufkad, and therefore in our minds is basically the reason that we call day day. And tonight, the choshech, God called and appointed it over the inyanim of the Lail. Okay, what are you going to do with the pasuk from Tehillim? Hallelujah, kol kol chavei or. which I assume means all of the stars of the night shall praise the Lord. Amor Urtu, which means that or means night. So the stars at night should praise God. No, doesn't mean that. It means all of the stars that are shining with light should praise the Lord. Alochikomer, hallelujah, kol ha-kochavim ha-me'irim. Says the Gemara, that makes no sense. Because according to that, black holes don't praise God, or a brown dwarf doesn't praise God, or a star that's far away and doesn't emit light for your eyes isn't praising God. So then you're saying, me'ata kochavim ha-me'irim. Only stars that have light. So if they've already stopped shining, they're still there. Are they not praising? You're going to tell me that kochavim ha-me'irim, hu debo shavuchi, she'enan me'irim lo bo shavuchi. Stars that are no longer shining and have run out of their nuclear fuel, they're not going to praise the Lord. That doesn't make sense.
Praise this with a lower voice.
Hey, listen, some of those stars might be diamonds in the sky, remember? I mean, after all, what was Lucy thinking? So, Haktiv Alalu, Kol Tziva'av, doesn't it say all of God's Tzava should praise Him? So certainly that includes black holes as well. So why would they not? It can't be what David HaMelech means. So you must say that it means the stars of the night. Otherwise it would exclude stars that aren't bright. Elakamash Malan, the or, the kochavim nani orhu. The truth is that it is a reference to the or of kochavim, but not to be mamayat kochavim that are not meir, but rather to tell me a halacha of what type of light falls under the rubric light as used in human speech. So you might have thought, let's say somebody makes a neder, that he will be not be neheneh to light. Can he go out at night in a starry, starry or and enjoy the light of the stars? Says the Pasuk, no, kochavim are also called or. The light of kochavim are viewed as something that lightens other things, not just that they are a way of being seen. And therefore the or of kochavim themselves itself is also considered to be or. Practical implications. L'may nafkamina. Lo noder min ha'or. T'tanya ha-noder min ha'or. Asur ba'orancho kochavim. The basis in the pasuk of the isur of being nena mi'or kochavim, if you have a neder, not to be nena from or, is from this pasuk, kochavim or. Because remember that we can identify the meaning of or in two ways. Just by we have the same idea about defining wet, for instance. Right, so when it comes to wet, like abituma, whether something is going to be a metabol tumor, is considered to be a mashke, wet means that something is detectably damp, might be one explanation of wet. The other is that it is wet enough for when I touch it to have moisture on my finger. Now the same thing is true about light. Light could mean something which is whose shine is detectable, and maybe that would be the kochavim. Obviously, I wouldn't see them if they weren't shining. But that doesn't mean that I detect their light to my eye by having it lighten something else and now allow me to see those things. For that, it's not seriously enough a source of light for me to call it light. Kamash v'lam, when I add the light of the stars, instead of simply saying stars, because it does say anyway, alalu kol tzva'av. So therefore, when we talk about kochavim, or it's coming to talk about something else, the light of the kochavim, besides the fact of kochavim, whether they're light or not. That's an easy way to learn the pasuk. Rashi doesn't learn it that way, because Rashi is troubled by the fact that David HaMelech would have used a word that sounds as if he's being mamayit black holes. Even if the reason for saying it is to teach me that or kochavim is or, the only way we could accept such a thing is if we don't take into account black holes. They're not there, because we don't detect them. So in fact, we wouldn't talk about their being, they're irrelevant, and therefore they're not there. They're neither mishaber nor mishaber. They're not part of our reality. Okay, so maybe that would be the meaning. All right, but in any event, you can see that it's easy to give another explanation. So far, we have no raya as to whether or means Laila in our Mishnah or or means yom.
Also, it doesn't also mean like mudra hanos. I believe there might be don't get hanos or what's nothing.
No, that's the point. In other words, if there's enough light to see something, then
it gives you hanos.
I understand the problem. You've probably never been outdoors. I mean, you've been in modern cities. And so on. But out when you're actually outdoors, you can see things that are light up the stars. Yeah. Even in a moonless night, plenty of light from the stars. So what about this pasuk? Iyov says, "Lo'or yakum rotseya." Yiktal ani ve'evyon, uvalayla yehich ganav. What does that mean? It means in the daytime when people are found outdoors, so then the man, the criminal, gets up as a murderer if necessary. He'll sit openly, he'll waylay your car, and if you get in the way, he'll shoot you too. At night, when he doesn't have an opportunity to waylay cars, because everybody's safely in bed, then he makes out like a ganav, and he burglars all the homes. Okay, but he's contrasting Lo'or with Lila. So apparently, Or is Yom, and Lila is Lila, and never the twain shall meet. So, Midika Amar, Uva Lila Yeheke Ganav, he's contrasting the periods of Lila and Or. He's obviously using Or as a synonym for daytime. Alma Yamama Or Yamamahu. Says the Gemara, no. Or means Or. It's not the now contrast to Lila in terms of a time. It means light. What it says is like this. Actually, what we're referring to with the word or is talking about the state of your mind. Clarity. Or is clarity here? Lila is doubt, not times. And what it means is, if it's or to you, meaning that you know for a fact that this person is coming, anifashot, in other words, he's breaking into your home, and you are convinced that if you try to do something about it, he will up and shoot you and kill him. Now, it's a little bit of a problem because it doesn't have to be as clear as that. The truth is the opposite is true. When you have any doubts, then you shoot the guy. No, I'm saying lahalacha. That's the thing. So the clear as day over here would have to actually be coming to tell me the opposite. In other words, in any case where it isn't, let's say, a father coming to burglarize his son, then it's clear as day that he's coming to kill you. In other words, the pasuk is coming
to... No.
If it isn't the case of a father coming to on a son, then it's as clear as day that he's coming to kill you. So it's telling you not what you have to know from yourself, but rather what you ought to know. You say, but what do you mean? Ahmed's been my friend, my vegetable man for the past 40 years. It's as clear as day he's coming to kill you. Now it couldn't be, boom. Right. This is unfortunately happens all the time. So the pasuk is coming now to let you know, let it be as clear as day to you that he is coming to kill you if you try to put up any kind of objection to his walking off of your house. And Mamela, he should be a rotzeach. Malila, when there is doubt, meaning that this is somebody that is absolutely, under normal circumstances, someone who cares about you, like your own father. So then, fine, then yebe necha kiganav. Turn the murderer and view him with your eyes as only a ganav. And a ganav should not be killed, so don't shoot him. That would be the meaning of it. Yeah, that's together. Misap chalaka. So in other words, if you have reason to doubt, the only reason, that's the cynical aspect of the pasuk. The only reason you have to doubt is because it's your father, nobody else, so to speak. Right? So even misap chalaka, miltek alayla, that's the problem of the... Yes, but we'd have to say it as the Ri and the Rifa explained. The pasuk is referring to a case of an av ala ben. So it's coming to tell you, if an av is coming ala ben, you'd have to be absolutely clear. That would be another approach. You have to absolutely be clear that he means to kill you. But if you have any suffix when it comes to an av ala ben, then you can assume that he's not coming to kill you. That would be another reading of the pasuk. I mean, it boils down to the same thing. The question is it coming to teach you? Or is it coming to express the reality of a particular case? Okay? So then, the word or is nothing to do with daytime. It has simply to do with the usual use of or as a metaphor, which is clarity. You know, like in the comic books, you light up when you get an idea, you get a light bulb. That's not giving you a synonym for day or even for ideas. It simply means light is our metaphor for clear. So that's not a riot. Okay, how about this? The Pasuk says, and again here we find Eov bemoaning his fate. So here he says, Yechshechu kochvei nishpo, yikav lo'or v'ayin, v'al yireh bi'af apei shachar. So in other words, the stars of his night should go dark, He dreams, hopes for the morning, but it never shows up. Okay, now, midikomer yikav l'or v'ayin. If we're talking about neshef, which is his nighttime, dreaming of the morning, then that must mean that or is morning, right? So if that's the case, alma or yamamahu, doesn't that mean by definition that or is a synonym for bokim? No, says Gemara, it's not at all. How come mele to the kalayat le'iov l'mazle? You're missing the point. He's not talking about daytime, nighttime. He's talking about fate. And what he's saying is, Yehira avad l'itzpeh har gavel nuhura v'lo lishkeche. That he's basically talking about the muses of his life, so to speak. And he's telling me the kochav, those kochavim of his night, he should dream of the daytime. But he should always look for light, but he'll never find it. So that's not a reference to really day or night. It's a reference to some sense of hope. Hope. Let him have hope. He'll never get anything out of life. Yeah, it's the way he is in light of that marvel. Yeah. Meisvei. How about Va'omer, when David HaMelech was in the difficult times of his life, he said to himself, Ach choshech yishufeni, this darkness is going to swallow me up completely. V'layla or ba'adeni, but instead, the Lila has turned into day. So, I mean, if that's another things looked up, and he ended up getting out of his time of pain. So, Alma or Yamamahu. So now that God has forgiven him, his nighttime has become daytime. Isn't that what he's saying? No. He's saying something else. He's saying it's this. Okay, Kamar David. Ani amarti ach choshech yeshufeni. I thought that choshech, meaning that the nature of choshech and or over here is not yom v'layla. It's olam hazeh and olam haba. So ach choshech yeshufeni. I thought that choshech would swallow me. Even the Olam Haba, and that my situation was hopeless. Olam Haba is similar to day. Now Laila, meaning Olam Hazeh, which is Laila, is Or Ba'adeni, is enlightened. Not night is turned to day. I'm not turning my Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. All I'm saying is the time of night, meaning the time in which a person lives within the confusions of Olam Hazeh, has turned out to be a time... My goodness. Look at this. In honor of the new Pesachim, I get a brand new coffee. But we're not going to make a habit of this. You heard him.
I heard him say,
That sounds like Lila and Suffolk. Thank you very much. Well, since I must drink it while it's hot. So here, the or is being used as not as a reference to daytime, but rather a reference to the enlightenment that he thought he would never have. No, why? Koch ve'or. Koch ve'or were kochavim of night, was our proof. But we're doing all of the proofs, anyway. Meisvei, review it. Here is a proof, not from the semantics, but from the halacha. If you're seriously considering that or might mean the morning, then how do you understand the following? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Botkin or Arba Asar, Uba Arba Asar Shacharit, Uba Sha'at HaBiyur. Now what the heck is that supposed to mean? I mean, in our Mishnah, where it's only talking about or, you could say maybe that means the morning of the 14th. But if Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you do the Badika at night, and then you do the Badika in the morning, so obviously or means night. But otherwise, he can't be saying two times to do the Badika in the morning. Oh, it's coming up. So, Midakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Botkim or Arba'asar, Ubarba'asar Shacharit, Amar Urtu. What else could it be but nighttime? Shmamina, Meitve. Well, that's a heck of a proof. How about this? Me'em Atay Arba'asar Sur Be'asiyat Melacha. At what point is it prohibited to do types of milacha on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer misha'at ha'or, and Rabbi Yehuda omer misha'at ha'netzach kama. Now, let's see if we can figure out what misha'at ha'or means in this context. Continues now Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov to say to Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't make any sense. ויחי היכן מצינו יום שמקצתו אסור בעשיית מלאכה ומקצתו מותר בעשיית מלאכה? Who ever heard of a day which is partially holy? No such thing. I mean, either it's Shabbos or it's not Shabbos. Either it's Yontif or it's not Yontif. Or what do you mean? It's Usur from the time of midday or Netzach Hamah. That doesn't make any sense. To which Rabbi Yehuda responds, Omar Leib, what do you mean? Hu atzmo yochiach? Where you could ask the question about the nature of the day of the 14th as it's defined in the Torah. The Torah said, don't eat chametz from the time that you're going to be bringing your Korban Pesach. So that means that half of the day is mutter to eat chametz and half of the day is also to eat chametz. Why don't you ask yourself, whoever heard of a day which is half and half? What kind of crazy question? You're turning to me and I'm the problem. So the day itself is defined in the Torah. Miksato mutar b'achilat chametz u'miksato asur b'achilat chametz. Forget about now the interchange. Let's just think about the fact, if Rabbi Yehuda said, Misha'at ha-netzach hamah, then obviously Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov must have been referring to, no, not from the morning, but rather from the night before, right? So contextually, the word or would have to mean nighttime. No, not necessarily. The Netzach Hamah is not the first moment of the day, is it? Couldn't it have meant the Alot HaShachar? So maybe what or meant was Amud HaShachar, and then comes on Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, only after Netz, but not from Alot HaShachar. In which case, it's possible that contextually, we could still support a view that or means early day, beginning of the day. Says the Gemara, Iyachi. No, that doesn't make sense, because then if he would turn to Rabbi Yehuda and say, impossible, Heichan metzino yom shemukzato mutar basiat melacha, umikzato asur basiat melacha, he could ask that on himself now. If he himself says that the Yisra Malacha begins only in the morning, so why doesn't he ask himself, what do you mean? Whoever heard of a day that's holy only from the morning? He should say to himself the same thing. Hayika Laila de Kashay Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. He himself is saying that the nighttime is Mutar Basiat Malacha. Well, then I can explain like this. I could say, look, Okikama, Bishleim Eladiti, at least the way I learn it, we do find times that the Chachamim make a distinction lahalacha between the day and the night. For instance, Ashkechana de Kapalgi Rabbanim ben Yamama v'Laila, by like a Ta'anit Tzibur. There are Ta'aniyot where you're not allowed to eat in the day and you are allowed to eat in the night, meaning the night before the day. Even though normally you could say, what do you mean? I mean, either a day is holy or not holy. How did the Rabbanim say you could only not eat in the day? So we're willing to accept the difference between the Laila and the Yom. I'm willing to go along with that. But to say from Netzach Hamah, I mean, that's already in the middle of the day. I mean, you want to tell me from the beginning of the day, then agree with me that it means Alot HaShachar. So maybe that's all that he means to say. Because we find, Kapitani Tzibur, Ad Matai Ochel V'Shotet, Ad Shiale Amud HaShachar, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Krot HaGever. Fine, that's how we define the day. But L'Didach, Heichashkechani Yamama Gufa De Palgiver Rabbanan. I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that the early morning is kosher for eating, but after Netzach Hamah is Osir. That makes sense. To which he responded, what do you mean? The day of the 14th, as defined by the Torah itself, is Miksato Mutar Bachilat Chametz, U'Miksato Asur Bachilat Chametz. So why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Hey, you know, Shaper Komalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi. That's a good point. I mean, what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov thinking? I mean, isn't that obvious? That the 14th is a most unusual day, where the Torah itself is distinguished between the first half of the day and the second half of the day. So how can he possibly say that that's a crazy thing to do? Okay, Komalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda responds to him as follows. Can you tell me what you're talking about? Amin alecha ana, melacha derabana. I'm coming to tell you that when we deal with the question about which we're dealing, which is melacha, the Torah didn't say a darn thing about melacha. That's entirely a derabanan to facilitate bringing the carbon on time and so on, not getting involved in other things. So they create an issur. You're bringing me, and you answer, well, what do you mean when it comes to chametz? And that chametz is a dioraita. And over there, you see that we go half and half. Isn't that a little bit ridiculous? When the Torah gives you a definition, so then you say, ad hacha asa rachmana, ad hacha shara rachmana. I mean, the Torah can do whatever the heck it pleases. I mean, you want to say, this is the definition of Yisur Chametz. From 12:32.5 in the afternoon, I mean, whatever you want. It's basically, from our point of view, it's a law of nature. That's the way it goes. You don't like the speed of life, go do something about it. It's the way it is. Now you're coming to set up a gzeira d'rabbanan. It has to follow a template. Where's the template for a day of malacha that is split somewhere? That doesn't make any sense at all. So you're responding to me with chometz d'oraita, the ad hacha asa rachmana, ad hacha sharach rachmana, and so on. To which, of course, Rabbi Yudas replies, well, what do you mean? There is also a din of sha'ot d'rabbanan. The Torah said that you can't eat from the afternoon. But the Rabbanan said, no, you can't eat from 2 hours before already. So, well, what about that? Why don't you ask yourself, how did the Rabbanan say, what do you mean? From 11 o'clock in the morning? Either I can eat chometz or I can't eat chometz. What are you telling me, 11 o'clock in the morning? Ella, around here, about 8:40, huh? Ella, the point is that the Rabbanan can make arbitrary times. To which, of course, Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov explains, what kind of comparison is that? They're just expanding there on the Yisra Achila. The Torah said 12 o'clock, so they said, no, let's add another couple of hours. So that's a harchaka. Harchaka, of course, is just an expansion of the din of the Torah, and expanding and not creating a new halacha. The day is a day of Yisra Achila. Nonsense. But if they're coming to talk about melacha, how do they make a day that's half Asur b'melacha? Either the day is Asur b'melacha or it's not Asur b'melacha. So therefore, idach harchakahu di'ovad rabbanan l'di'oraita. All that proves is that it's a harchaka. So now, even from the context of the machlokas, Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, we are still unable to make it absolutely clear that the meaning of the word or is necessarily the night before. It might refer to alot hashara. So this doesn't prove it conclusively. Of course, we have our earlier usage of Rabbi Yehuda. Could be that Rabbi Yehuda in Achinami. There must mean Laila itself.
Yisra Malacha on Erev Pesach, though, is a shtickle connected to Yeraisa also, because it's Erev Pesach, there's that connected. All the Yeraisa is connected to Erev Pesach and Pesach itself, so it's a shtickle connected to Yeraisa also.
Wave the flag when you're finished, so I can know when to respond. Okay. Rabbi Aaron has pointed out that, of course, there's a relationship between the Yisra Chametz, which is associated with Akrovas HaKarban, and Lo Tishchat Al Chametz Dam Zibchi, and so on and so forth, and the Ach Halak. However, because it's not an extension in any way of the Yisur B'Torah, it can't be viewed as simply a harchok of those sha'ot. Your argument, however, is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is thinking, which is why he tells Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov, what am I doing differently than the Torah? The reason that that is at least a meaningful approach is his vision of what the Yisur Asiyas Malacha is, and that it's not just a Yisur Malacha that stands there in order not to do malacha. It's the same as saying, don't eat too much from chatzos because you won't be hungry. You're going to tell me that's an isser of achila. That's an isser of achila. So there are, in fact, two ways of looking at it. Neitve, how about the usage of or here? Or the arba asar, but kinet hachametz the or aner, kol makom shein maknis, bo chametz in tzarek b'dika. So then why, babel mrush teshirot b'martev, Makom shemachnisim bo chametz. What are the shtei shirot? Beit Shammai omrim shtei shirot akadei kol amartev. Beit Hillel omrim shtei shirot achitzanot she'ein ha'elyonot. Again, brought here only to indicate the meaning of makom shemachnisim bo chametz. Where is the chashash? My or. Revun omr nige, revun omr leili. At this point, kasakadat kodabat yomr nige means nige mamish, man yomr leili means leili mamish. Meit ve'aboker or ve'anashim shuchu, which means ama or yimamahu. No, miktiva or boker. Haboker or k'tiv, which makes it a verb. K'man yom etzafra nohar. The meaning of the verse is k'rev yom arav. The omer of yom arav, lo'olam yikanes adam b'chitov, v'yetze b'chitov. Meitve. Uch'o or boker, yizrach shemesh. So again, or seems to be a synonym for yamama. No. Miktiv or boker, ki or boker, k'tiv alikama. Uch'o or boker, bo'olam hazeh, that time is k'en zrichat shemesh for tzadikim in olam haba. Verb. What does that mean? The atzeta kokavim yamamu. Kaya Rachmana la Nuhura, Upakte Amitzvata the Yamama. The Kaya Rachmana la Chashucha, Upakte Amitzvata the Laila. Maitre. Halalu kol kochvei or, Alma or Urtahu. Hakikama. Halalu kola kochavim ha meirim. Na, lamiata. Kochavim ha meirim, udaboy shavuche. She inan meirim loboy shavuche. Voaktiv halalu kotzva av. Remarkable. Remarkable assumption, huh? You think, you know, by definition, isn't a star mean something that shines? To think that the Gemara takes for granted, why would it mean that? So, anyway, Ela Kamash Malan, the Orko Chavim Nami Oru, Lomai Nafkamina, Lenodem in Aor, the Tanya, Anodem in Aor, Asur Baransha Kochavim, Mitzve, Lo Ori Yakum Rotseach, Yitala Nivedion, Uvalayla Yehiki Ganav. Alma or is the contrast to Laila, and therefore it's Yamama. No. Atamaki kamar. Ipshit elakad milta kenehura. Da anefashot kaati. In a case, again, the way Tosis is learning, of a father, where you know for sure that he hates your guts and he'd be willing to kill you. So then, fine, treat him like a rotzeah. But if not, ibesafkala milta ken Laila, yehebe necha ki ganav, velonita natsilo benasho. Beitve. Yechshechu kochve nishvo, yikav lo'or v'ayin, v'al yirebi afa feshacha. Mirkoma yikav lo'or v'ayin, alma or yamamahu. No. Hatam milatu de kalayet le'il of the mazel. Oy, what a mazel, the guy should just drop dead, that mazel. Yei rava, the litzpe ha'ar gavr le'nehura, v'lo lishkeche. Meitve. V'omar ach choshech yishufeni v'layla or ba'adeni. Apparently he's saying that nighttime turned into day. Alma or yamamahu. No. Hatam afi kamandali. Ani amarti achoshech yishufeni, even in Olam Haba, which is similar to Yom. Now, even Olam Hazeh, which is similar to Laila, or ba'adeni. Meitve, Rabbi Yeromer, botkin or arba'as, or ba'arba'as, or shacharit, u'b'sha'at ha'biyur. Now, midikam Rabbi Yeromer, botkin or arba'as, or ba'arba'as, or shacharit. Clearly, or is urto, shmamina. Meitve, ne'ematai arba'as, or sur ba'asiyat melachar, Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov, or mishata or. Rabbi Yeromer, mishata netzachama. Omele Rabbi Yezib and Yaakov, Rabbi Yeromer, v'yecha metzin yom shibitzato asur ba'asiyat melachar, mitzato mutar ba'asiyat melachar. Omele Rabbi Yeromer, what do you mean? What's my yochiyar? Mitzato mutar ba'achilat chametz, mitzato asur ba'achilat chametz. Now, clearly the or to come Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov must have been nighttime. Lo, my or amuda shachar. Nah, come on, Yaakov to come leyecha matzini yom shemitzato mutar ba'asiyat melacha mitzato asur ba'asiyat melacha. He could say the same thing to himself. Are you called Laila the kashari Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Hoki kama. Ishleimer l'diti ashkechana the kapolik rabbanon ben yamama l'laila. For instance, by a tiny tzibur ad batay ochel v'shoter. Until Amud HaShachar, the Rebbe Elazar Yaakov, Rebbe Shimon Omer Ad Krot HaGever. Okay, those are definitions of the first moment of the day. Elul Didach, Eicha Ashkechana Yemama Gufa the Palgeber Rabbanon, and the Upto of Neitz is okay. Omale, who at Mo Yochiach Shmitzato Mutar Basiat Beachilat Chametz, Mitzato Asur Beachilat Chametz. That is a very good point. Shachamale Rebbe Yudel Rebbe Eliezer. Achi Kamale Rebbe Eliezer. Amin Alecha Ana Melacha, which is a whole new thing to Rabbanan. Va'ad amatli chometz, which is the oraita, in which case obviously ad hocha sarachmana, ad hocha shararachmana, v'idach. Well, what about sha'ot, the rabbanan, which are just 9 o'clock in the morning? V'idach, that's archa kan, they are the oraita.